WKJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 6 degrees above zero in Atlantic. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy. Totally remodeled, restocked, and ready to serve you with the prices you need, the service you deserve. In the news, a Guthrie County woman tasked with babysitting a one-year-old boy was charged with felony child endangerment Sunday after the boy was found sitting on Highway 141 west of Perry Sunday afternoon. The Des Moines Register reports 31-year-old Catalina Ortiz Ortega of Guthrie Center was also charged with failure to have a valid driver's license. The woman arrived at the hospital and told authorities she was driving in the area earlier in the day, heard the rear door of the vehicle open and close, but did not know the child had fallen out of the vehicle. Dallas County Sheriff's deputies were called to the county hospital shortly before 4 p.m. where the boy was taken to the emergency room. The National Weather Service says at the time the boy was found, the temperature in Perry was 10 degrees, with a wind chill of 8 degrees below zero. The boy was later released into the custody of his mother. News time is 7:07.
Healthmart pharmacies are independently owned pharmacies. We offer all the benefits of national chains with the highly personalized care you expect from a family-run business.
As a Healthmart pharmacy, we at Rex Pharmacy care for you like a member of our very own family. We always provide the highest quality products and services along with exceptional everyday value. We strive to deliver leading-edge knowledge and expertise by dedicating ourselves to being there in your times of need. Rex Healthmart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources and provide the best products and services for your professional pharmacy care.
This is Josh at Rex Healthmart Pharmacy. It's true, bigger has more buying power. But many times bigger also means that you become smaller. That's why we're proud to bring you the benefits of Healthmart. You're still the most important part of our business, and with the quality of Healthmart, we can offer you the services and care you expect and competitive prices. Let us show you today. I'm Josh, and I want to be your Healthmart pharmacist.
Healthmart and Rex Pharmacy, caring for you and about you.
Police in Red Oak arrested a woman earlier this morning. Officials say 43-year-old Shelby Joanne Olivares of Red Oak was arrested at around 2:50 a.m. on a charge of domestic abuse assault. Olivares was taken into custody at a residence in the 100 block of East Maple Street and booked into the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center, where she was held without bond. Two Red Oak men were arrested Sunday on separate charges. Red Oak police say 28-year-old Robert Earl Otis was arrested a little after 6 a.m. at a residence in the 700 block of North Broadway Street on a possession of drug paraphernalia charge. And 33-year-old Luke Daniel Reinhardt was arrested at around 12:30 p.m. in a 300 block of 2nd Avenue on a charge of simple domestic assault. Both men were brought to the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and held on $300 cash bond each. Firefighters from Cumberland and Messina were called to a reported grain bin dryer fire at the 21st Century Co-op elevator in Cumberland Sunday. The call went out at around 11:27 a.m. According to reports, about 1,000 bushel of corn was lost in the blaze, the cause of which remains under investigation. A bad dryer motor and or grain dust particles may be to blame, according to officials. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reported the arrest early Sunday morning of 24-year-old Catherine L. Coleman of Corning. Coleman was arrested around 12:45 a.m. on charges of theft of a motor vehicle, OWI, assault on persons engaged in certain occupations, and interference with official acts. Coleman was arrested following a traffic stop on Highway 34 after authorities received word a possibly stolen vehicle was traveling west on Highway 34 towards Corning. Deputies located the vehicle and stopped it at 306 6th Street in Corning. Upon investigation, it was determined Coleman allegedly took the vehicle without the owner's permission and that she was under the influence. She was brought to the Adams County Jail and held pending an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, one person was killed and another injured during a head-on collision Friday afternoon in Union County. The Iowa State Patrol reports 22-year-old Samantha Neely of Creston died from injuries she suffered in a collision between her car and a pickup driven by 24-year-old Brittany Marshall of Clearfield. The accident happened just before 3 p.m. Friday on Highway 34, about 2 miles north of Kent, or about a mile east of the Adams-Union County line. Officials say Marshall was driving a 2007 Dodge Ram pickup westbound on Highway 34 when she reached into the back seat. The truck crossed the center line of the road and hit an eastbound 2001 Pontiac Grand Prix driven by Neely. Following the collision, the pickup came to rest in the south ditch while the car stopped on the shoulder of the road. Both women were wearing their seatbelts. Marshall suffered serious injuries and was transported by Union County Rescue to the hospital in Creston. Neely died at the scene. A passenger in the pickup was not injured. KJAN News Time is 7:11.
Health Mart Pharmacy.
I've got a cold and it's just wearing me down and I have to give a really big presentation tomorrow.
I tell you what, why don't you stop by and we'll get you all fixed up. We carry a great selection of cold and flu remedies here at Health Mart, and I'm sure we can find one that's right for you. In the meantime, you know the routine. Drink plenty of fluids, wash your hands, and try to get some rest.
You guys at Health Mart are the best. I used to go to one of those big chain drug stores and I was just never happy with the service I got. But at Health Mart, your caring service is what keeps my family and me coming back.
At Health Mart, all of our pharmacists take the time to get to know our patients, explain their medications to them, and answer any questions they may have.
Can you help me finish my presentation?
You're on your own for that one.
This is another example of a true-to-life story that Health Mart pharmacists hear every day. Health Mart pharmacies are locally owned pharmacies. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is Josh at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy in downtown Atlantic. We're proud to bring you the benefits of Health Mart with the personal service you expect at Rex Pharmacy, where we want to be your pharmacist.
In our funeral announcements this morning, Alan Lee Sams, age 69 of Avoca, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Alan Sams will be today at 2 o'clock at the United Church of Avoca. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Norma Lorraine Rasmussen, age 90 of Walnut, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Norma Rasmussen will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Walnut. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Leonard Hartvig Anderson, age 91 of Atlantic, died Thursday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Leonard Anderson will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Ralph Eggers, age 82 of Shelby, died Thursday in Harlan. Funeral services for Ralph Eggers will be tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the United Lutheran Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has the arrangements. Daniel Joseph Wagner, age 54 of Harlan, died Friday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A celebration of life service for Daniel Wagner will be Tuesday at 11 a.m. at the Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. William Bill Kinsey, age 76 of Rural Stewart, died Friday. Funeral services for Bill Kinsey will be on Thursday at 10 o'clock at the Twig Funeral Home in Panora. Robert Bigelow, age 86 of Fontenelle, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Robert Bigelow are pending at the Steen Funeral Home in Fontenelle. Joyce Butker, age 79 of Shelby, died Saturday in Harlan. A private family graveside service for Joyce Butker will be held at a later date at the Graceland Cemetery in Avoca. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Margaret Pringnitz, age 78 of Anita, died Friday at her home. Funeral services for Margaret Pringnitz are pending at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Anita. Mildred Millie Saunders, age 56 of Des Moines and formerly of Manning, died Friday. Funeral services for Millie Saunders are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. And Hector Rodriguez, age 29 of Loveland, Colorado, the son of Eva and Jess Kraft of Coon Rapids, has died. Funeral services for Hector Rodriguez are pending at the Odie Funeral Home in Coon Rapids. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.